Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks, for our continuing coverage of the winter storm. And our next guest, Carlton Dufresneau, general manager of the Causeway, comes to us from mile marker 17, maybe the coldest place in southeast Louisiana. Wait, that's not true, buddy. Carlton?
It was freaking cold out there this morning and still is. Yeah.
I think the bridge right now with that wind, I don't know what the miles per hour.
Chill factor.
That you're clocking out there on the bridge, but it's got to be.
It's over 20 now. Yeah. Actually, I'm looking. Well, I can't see out the north window of the office anymore. It's iced over, but from the west window, the snow's horizontal, and actually the levees on the lakefront look like little snow drifts all of a sudden. Well, more like a couple of folks out there trying to slide down. I don't know how long they're going to last.
Yeah, breaking out the skis.
It's an interesting day, buddy. It's an interesting day. But unfortunately, we had to close the causeway about 7 this morning. We started to get sleet about 5, and the temperatures dropped. That started turning to ice, so we left 6, and then at 7, we made the call, pulled the plug. It looks like a big popsicle at the moment. The ramps on both ends are all white, but the majority of the bridge is, you can see in fact, anybody wants to see it, they go on the causeway.us website. The homepage has got some mid-span cameras, and it's kind of bleak. Mm-hmm. Biggest challenge, well, in fact, you probably heard already, but the UE had to be closed about 15, 20 minutes ago, too, because of all this good stuff going on. But we're securing operations for today. Obviously, the bridge will be manned all day, all night long, but we're going to reassess it after dawn tomorrow. Hopefully, this stuff will pass tonight. The big question for us tomorrow will be the magnitude of the ice and how quickly we can get above freezing temperatures. We do have de-icing fluids, but if to try to de-ice both bridges would be way beyond our capacity, and the bigger concern with that would be even if we do it, if it refreezes tomorrow night, then the liquids and just start all over again. So we'll have a better grip on when we'll be able to reopen after dawn tomorrow. But at the moment, it's a it's not a winter wonderland. It's freaking cold out there.
Yeah, you know, Carlton, we were just talking to Governor Jeff Landry, and he made an interesting observation that he's really concerned about tomorrow. You know, folks getting a little stir crazy, want to get out on the roads, but they're right now, the projections are that we're going to get above freezing for only 4 hours tomorrow.
We're not going to have much of a thaw at all.
So you're not going to have much of a thaw at all. And on that bridge, as you well know, because the phenomenon, if you would explain that to the listening audience, is as the air passes above and below the roadway, you don't get any of that ground heat, right, from below the roadway.
Actually, for us, in most instances, the lake would be a benefit because it's warmer. But if the wind keeps blowing, you're exactly right. That's negated, and it's just a tremendous big ice cube that's basically in a freezer. So it's going to be interesting tomorrow morning. It's We got all of our folks off the bridge about an hour ago. We will not go back until tomorrow morning to take a look at it after dawn. But we're going to be monitoring all of the 30-something cameras on the bridge all day and all night long. The bigger challenge, just as you mentioned, is if it stays cold for a couple of days, this is going to be a fun one for not only the causeway, but I'm afraid all of us in the state, really, to weather through it. But the secret is, as you mentioned, just right now, stay home, be patient. If you got a fireplace, enjoy it.
Carlton, the last officers that exited from the bridge before they started hunkering down, what were they reporting as it relates to the roadway conditions on the causeway? Was it iced over?
Yeah, we had continuous throughout the entire bridge, but we had, surprisingly, we usually get it on the humps, the drawbridge, 16 mile, sometimes on the 8 mile, which I've been here now 15 years. This is the first time that we've had ice all the way on the south end, and actually was forming on the south end before on the north end, which was indicative of the sleet this morning that we had. We had snow on the north end of the bridge, but the sleet, once it hit the deck, that started freezing. And you're right, the wind that comes through the drain, the scuppers on the side of the bridge, particularly the southbound bridge, the 56, one of the older of the two, that just blows directly over the deck, so it cools it much more rapidly than the northbound bridge. But I got off right after 7, I guess, and you could tell the 9 mile had if you remember that, the old turnaround from when we were kids, when it was just one bridge, that had a little bit of ice on it. There was another spot around the 5 mile marker, and it just progressively was expanding from there.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice white wets.
I know at one time you used to get spray from the lake at the entrance or exits on both the North Shore and South Shore. And I remember it used to ice over sometimes there because of that spray. Are y'all experiencing that now or no?
No.
The wind direction is not favorable for that?
The wind right now is predominantly out of the north. And what happened, too, after Katrina, both ends of the bridge were redesigned just a little bit to make them a little more resilient for storms, so we don't get as much spray as we did in years past. So that's been helpful there. The bigger challenge is just going to be at this point, it's not the lake water, it's all the stuff coming down from heaven.
Yep. So, Carlton, let's revisit one point for folks so
yes,
their
sir.
Expectations are sound for tomorrow. What temperature are you actually looking for before you can really legitimately begin de-icing operations?
We need about 6 to 8 hours. If we got 8 hours of good sunshine of above 32 degrees, we're in good shape. Without that, it's going to be... I don't want to say futile, but it's going to be a heck of an effort to try to, if we're looking at just a couple hours above 30 degrees Newell, it's going to be, would be wasting material, wasting a lot of energy. But nevertheless, we're going to try it. The deal for us was, first of all, we need to get out there and assess it, see how rough it is.
How thick and everything else.
Yeah. I think, from historically, that southbound bridge will be the one that has more ice on it just because of the design. If that's the case, we may just focus on the northbound bridge, try to get one lane open on it. But we're going to do the best we can to get at least one lane open in one direction as soon as possible. Hopefully that will be sometime tomorrow. I would suggest to everyone right now the plan on... First of all, stay home tomorrow. But if you really got to go someplace tomorrow, call us. Check the website. And for our operations, it's more likely that we'll be able to get the northbound bridge open. That's just from speaking with past experience. But again, it's until we get out there tomorrow, I'm going to be guessing. And the other thing that we've never had, to my knowledge. Shoot, I got a couple of years on you, I think. 63 was the biggest snow I remember as a kid. I don't think the city's ever had anything of this magnitude.
No, no. Not going sideways like it is downtown. I mean, literally it's going sideways.
Yeah, and we're still in the beginning of this. We've got, eight more hours of this at least, maybe 10. So it's going to be, we're all going to be a good ice cube for a while here.
Carlton, do we know what the projections are for wind tomorrow? Have you heard?
It's supposed to, I believe it's supposed to start laying down tonight, we're going to be a deep freeze tonight, but that should help us a bit tomorrow. So that, yeah, you're right. That anytime it starts, first thing we need sunshine. We need clear weather and sunshine. And if the wind lays down, that'll help some too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate what you do. We know you're
likewise,
busy.
Likewise, look, and thank
and
you.
We'll
and
be checking
with
back
WWE.
With you for certain.
Okay, take care.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.